We continue our learning with the Nishmas David Ben Achamish and Nicham Yaakov Bevinichos Eliyahu and Harios Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Kohen Mashiach Sha'avar Mimishichuso V'Achar Kachata. You have a Kohen Gadol who is no longer was a Kohen Gadol. Then he was removed from that position and now he sinned. Or V'Chein Hanasi Sha'avar Migudulaso V'Achar Kachata. He was a Nasi. He was a Melech Yisrael and he's no longer a Melech and now he sins. Kohen Mashiach may be par v'hanasi kahedyo. The Kohen Gadol is going to bring a par nonetheless, like a Kohen Mashiach, even though he's no longer the Kohen Gadol at all. His kedusha remains. But the Nasi, and we'll learn that why that's true in Mishnah Dalet, v'hanasi kahedyo. But the Nasi brings like a lay person, which is a kisba or a seira, which is a female sheep or a female goat, as opposed to when he was a Nasi, he brought a seir. How do we know that it's based that he's no longer a Nasi? Because it's Asher Nasi Yecheta. When he's a Nasi, he brings the seir, means the male goat. But once he's a hay goat, he does not bring a seir, he brings the seira like everybody else. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Chotu Achalon Ismanu V'Achakach Ismanu. Let's say you have a case where the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mashiach, or the Melech, the Nasi, they sinned before they were appointed to that position. V'Achakach Ismanu. But before they brought their karbanos, they were appointed. And now we have a Kohen Gadol. Now we have a Melech. Harelu Kehenyo. That we follow the Shas Hachet, the time of the Hachet, just like we explained in Mishnah Aleph. That was the reverse. That's where they were Kohen Mashiach or the Nasi when they sinned, and then they're no longer in that position. We follow the time that they sinned. At that time, he was a Kohen Mashiach, at that time he was a Nasi, so they bring the korban of the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach. Kohen Mashiach brings a par, and the Nasi brings a seir. Here, it's the opposite. Before they're in that position. So the halach is harel kehedyot. They bring the regular seira female or kisba female goat for these chataim, these sins that they did before they were in the position. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imno dalohem ad shalom nismanu chayavin. It's true they're chayav this regular carbon chatas like a lay person. If they found, not only did they sin before they were appointed to this position, but they became aware of their sin at that point. Then, even now, even though they didn't actually bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and now they're in a new position, they bring the old carbon, the carbon of a lay person. But umishenismanu. But let's say they only found about their chait after they were appointed. Then Rabbi Shimon says pturim. Their exempt. The averi they did when they were regular people, hedyotos, lay people, and they and what happened? But they would now appoint to this position, and they now became aware that they did this avera for which the chayav karban chatas. Rabbi Shimon says we follow both the chait and the yediyah together. It's the sin and when they find out. And in fact, Rabbi Shimon argues on Mishnah Aleph in this perek regarding the Nasi who sinned and then he was removed from his position, that if he finds out about his chait after he was removed, he will not bring a seir, even though he was a Nasi when he did the Aveira. Because we need the chait and the idea at the time of the Chiyuv HaKarban. So that's Rabbi Shimon, therefore, says, Im no dalahem, once again, ad shalonis manu, they are chayav. If they had the chait and the yediyah, they'll be chayav in the regular carbon. But if they only found out, although they did the chait when they were a head yod, if they find out about it after the new position, then what's the halacha? Well, what carbon do they bring? So Rabbi Shimon says, pturin, they're pater from any carbon. Meaning, you cannot be mechayev them a carbon unless you have both the chait and the yediyah. If you have a chait in this position, and the yediyah acknowledging or recognizing that they did something wrong, becoming aware of their avera, well, I can't give you the carbon for this stage, and I can't give you the carbon for this stage. I can't, so what do? You don't bring anything, because you can't bring a carbon to the base of it, because I bring the right one, and I'm not sure if you're bringing the right one or not. It says the Mishnah now, Ve'ezu ha-Nasi, who is this Nasi? The Torah mentions Asher Nasi Yechatan, Parshas Vayikra. Who's this Nasi? Where we say his carbon is different than everybody else. He brings a Seir, a male goat, instead of a Seir, instead of a female goat, for his Avera, for which he b'chayv kares, and he did b'shogeg, Zeha Melech. This is the king. Shenamar Asher Nasiyecheta. Okay, the pasuk says that's the Mefarshim quote that, but the Mishnah quotes this part of the pasuk. The Asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Elokav. This Nasi did one of these mitzvos, means he violated one of these mitzvos for which there's a chiyuv kares. Nasi she'ein al gabav el Hashem Elokav. Ah, so when we speak about a Nasi, someone in this elevated position, we must speaking about someone where it says Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Elokav. Why do we have to mention that he did, he violated one of the mitzvos of Hashem Elokav? Because we're speaking about someone who's Nasi, who's at an elevated position where the only one above him is Hashem Elokav, which is the Melech. And the Bryce and the Gemara elaborates upon this, so that Yud Aleph and Mad Aleph and Horios, it says, Nasi, Yochol, Nasi, Shevet, Kenachshon, Ben Aminadav. I would have thought, maybe this is a Nasi of one of the Shvatim. He also has this special halacha of bringing a Seir instead of a Seirah. Tam lomar mikol mitzvos Hashem Elokav. Where do we see that phrase, Hashem Elokav? Ah, in Parshas HaMelech, in Parshas Shoftim, it says, Leman Yilmad, he has to wear, he has to bring around with him a Sefer Torah, a second Sefer Torah, Leman Yilmad, Liras Hashem Elokav. Oh, Hashem Elokav. Just like over there, She'en Al Gabav, El Hashem Elokav, the only one above him in stature is Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af Nasi, She'en Al Gabav, El Hashem Elokav. And therefore the Nasi must refer to the Melech Yisrael.